This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu has said that providing the best possible education to daughters is the most effective way to promote women-led development. Addressing the gathering after presenting the National Teachers Awards 2025 in New Delhi, on the occasion of Teachers Day today, the president emphasized that girls' education should be accorded the highest priority. She added that investment in daughters' education is a priceless contribution to the development of families, society, and the nation. The president expressed happiness that the gross enrollment ratio of girls in higher education has shown a significant rise in recent years. The president said that education empowers individuals, enabling children from the weakest backgrounds to achieve remarkable progress. President Murmu highlighted that the National Education Policy 2020 lays special emphasis on making education more accessible and seamless at the school level. President Draupadi Murmu has commended the spirit of those involved in the rescue and relief operations during natural calamities across the country. In a social media post, the president said she is deeply anguished every time she comes to know about natural calamities during the monsoon this year. She said that cloudbursts in the hills and floods in the plains have taken a heavy toll, leaving death and destruction in their wake in Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Assam and many other parts of the country. She said that the nation shares the sorrow of the people affected by calamities and is with them in this crisis. She added that together the nation will overcome this challenge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan in an English daily on the significance of the National Education Policy 2020. In the article, Mr. Pradhan has described the NEP 2020 as central to India's journey towards self-reliance and development. Senior BJP leader and Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has termed the next generation GST reforms taken recently as historic and comprehensive. Briefing media at the party headquarters in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Goyal said significant relief has been provided to the country's consumers, which will be impactful for ease of doing business. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal inaugurated a green hydrogen pilot plant and several other development projects at V.O. Chidambaram Port at Tuticorin in Tamil Nadu today. He also laid the foundation stones for multiple projects. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal said the shipping industry is witnessing massive growth through port-led development initiatives. India has welcomed the recent positive developments towards resolving the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. It emphasized the need for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve the conflict while voicing concern of the war's collateral consequences, including prices of fuel, saying countries of the global south have been left to fend for themselves. India's permanent representatives to the United Nations, P. Harish, was speaking in the UN General Assembly during a debate on the Ukraine conflict. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on the Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Chring Topge, in New Delhi this evening. The Bhutanese Prime Minister arrived in India on Wednesday on a four-day visit. He is scheduled to arrive in the national capital after attending programs in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh. Punjab continues to battle severe flooding across all 23 districts, with border districts of Gurdaspur, Amritsar, Ferozpur, Fazilka and Pathankot among the worst affected. Fresh alerts have now been issued in parts of Ludhiana and Patiala due to the rising water levels in the Sutlej River. In Himachal Pradesh, with the monsoon rains easing slightly in the state, relief and rescue operations have gained momentum in the affected areas. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region today. The Met Department forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Rajasthan, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Saurashtra, Kutch and Madhya Pradesh today. In Delhi NCR, heavy rainfall is expected during the day. In the national capital Delhi, the water level of the Yamuna River continues to remain above the danger level mark. The water level, which was recorded at 207.35 meters earlier this morning, has been above the danger mark amid moderate to heavy rainfall in the national capital for the past few days. As a preventive measure, people residing in the low-lying areas nearby have been shifted to relief camps set up near Mayur Vihar Phase 1 and other safer locations. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.